May God's grace be upon this section. You may be seated. Now I'm going to teach more about the apostolic tonight, but while we're teaching about it, so much is happening. And from my heart, I want to share some things with you, what I see going on. That's four or five lessons that the Lord presently is bringing forth to the body of Christ. You are part of it because it's an apostolic lesson. The I am identity, or the God nature, or he called you God. That's apostolic. You can't mess with that as a rookie.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then now you hear me teaching on angels. What part they play. Now you see, all of that puts you in another category when you know that you have not only one angel with you all the time, there are the angels that travel with you, and you learn how to communicate with them properly. Now, I think that is so powerful. There's one other two things the Lord had ushered me in. Well, you know about the money and the health. These things all are leading up to the apostolic days coming back.
Yes, sir.
And so tonight we're going to talk about apostles in the Word. The apostolic grace will prepare one to go forth in all things. The apostolic grace will propel one to go first in all things. In this lesson, we will study the apostles in the Word and the solvent calling of apostles by the Lord Jesus Christ himself.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Put in your note 1 Corinthians 12:28, because there's a word in 1 Corinthians 12:28, and you may put it on the board. I'll wait. I'll talk to you. Get on there. 1 Corinthians 12:28. I'm letting them use the board tonight some because I want to keep digging. And God has set some in the church first apostle. Now the word set mean fixed. Okay. You want to know these five or six words I'm going to give you. Fix. And then another word is established. So the apostles are fixed in the office that they are in, and they are established. Because further down the line, you're going to get to see that man can't call an apostle. And you're going to find out to somewhat, you know, I got to say it, bishop are imposters.
Yes, sir.
They have no calling in these five. This man got organized and made the bishop big.
Yes, sir.
The third word, you must understand, ordained. Ordained of God. Yeah, ordained of God. And tried to be removed by man. Strong leadership is a beast if you're not ready to follow. It will cut across the grade. It's trying to get you somewhere and you're straying off. Strong leadership won't play with you. And that's the apostle. That's why he was set when the prophet and the evangelist or the pastor or the teacher get out of line, that apostle's job is to snatch them back. He's not afraid of them.
Yes, sir.
Not because he's so great, because he covered by so much grace for it.
Yes, sir.
You didn't miss that, did you? He covered by grace for it.
Yes, sir.
So he's ordained, not of man. Now you see, we see a lot of ordination going on.
Yes, sir.
A lot of ceremonies going on.
Yes, sir.
But that don't bring the power with it.
No, it don't.
That don't bring the authority, the dominion. It does not bring it with it. So therefore, it's flawed lack. There are flaws in imposters.
Yes,
they don't really have the genuine good from God.
Yes,
and we have to be able to discern that.
Yes, sir.
We must not get excited about how well a person talk. Because the greatest apostle I know said, I didn't come outside Jesus Christ with the enticing words of man's wisdom.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He was an educator, but he did not depend on his education.
Yes, sir.
Another strong word, placed. Placed. Placed in the position, fixed in the position, established in the position, ordained in the position, placed in the position. And he cannot or she cannot be a rookie. They must have some experience, some evidence, and encounters under their belt. You can tell quickly, you know, point and say, I'm an apostle. All right. Look on the tree. What'd you see on the tree?
Yes,
him and his two children and an uncle. you understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Yes.
Yeah, you can tell right off. What production? How many babies you've made in the spirit? How many, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Another word is put. He put there. And a strong word, appointed. So here we got fix, when the word set in that 1 Corinthians 12:28 mean fix, what else? What else? What else? What else? What else? That's pretty well in there, isn't it? I said that's pretty well in there, isn't it? And it's by God. It's not by organization, not by a group, not by a denomination, but it's someone who God has called to put in that position that he can get some things accomplished.
Yes, sir.
So, now, but apostolic, I'm going to go back, the apostolic grace, that's the apostolic grace the church been missing. That apostolic grace will prepare one to go first in all things. You see that?
Yes,
so our freshness has been somewhat contaminated.
Mm-hmm.
And so man, organizations, politically wise, has had the audacity to put the church second, third, fourth, or fifth. Because the church wasn't standing in her fixed position, because for her to stand in her fixed position, every office had to be in its fixed position. How many of y'all see that?
Yes, sir.
And so the church is not respected as she should, because she had not been operating, yeah, thank you, Lord. She has not been operating under a strong enough government. Write that down.
Yes, sir.
She hadn't been operating under a strong enough government, because the governments were out of place.
Yes, sir. That's right.
Are y'all seeing it?
Yes, sir.
Now, in your personal life, in your personal calling, now you're going to start operating, you're going to go first in all things.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You'll be recognized because you'll be ahead of the pack. You're a pioneer. You're a pathfinder. You're an agent of change.
Yes, sir.
You see? But we have to have that government right. We have to respect that government, honor that government, and that government is the thing that God placed to put you for it.
Yes. Yes.
Can you see that?
Yes, sir.
So in order to, instead of operating in grace, we've been operating in disgrace. Now, I missed the major subject that the Lord is dealing with me about. He had me studied real strong. the cross. Paul taught about the cross. The cross got to be in the right place. It has to be first. Your faith has to be in the finished work of Christ before anything else. Before the word. Your faith has to be in what Christ did. The word is invalidated without having faith in the finished work of Christ. And nothing to believe in. And so that has to be taught properly. Talk about the English word first in the scripture above is the Greek word proton, prioritio, and meaning first in time, place, and rank. Everything above second. Says, this would be good for you to tuck under your belt too. Proceed in all others in time, order, or importance. I mean, the emphasis here on this apostolic grace or this ascension gift. It's a gift. We cannot get upset with how much rank God putting on it. It's a gift. Y'all ain't got no problem, no captain, general in the army, nothing. Y'all be saluting them and carrying on. You see what I'm saying? Yes. They be see that man with all them things on you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Spirit world greater than him. Yes, you see what I'm saying? Yes, so we're just he's trying to emphasize he's the chief component or instrument. See it another way. One who arrived before all others. Before his baby came out. You seeing it? So, with that in mind, that apostolic grace will prepare one to go first in all things. So, we have been missing our first places. We have settled for a green ribbon instead of a blue ribbon in the spirit. And God about to bring his church back in blue ribbon. I know a lot about ribbon. We won a championship many years when I was a boy up at Southern University. My daddy, we used to raise calves. And we won a championship 6 or 7 years in a row. So I know about them ribbon. They people... they paid more for my calf than the other second grade one. The boy was second place, he might have got 80 something cent a pound. I got $2 something a pound. They want that first place. Yes, and so this has something to do with evangelism, has something to do with the gospel we preach, that we be socketed like God wants us to socket. Do you understand that, Claire?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Put the clock on 45 minutes. Let me know where I'm at. I'll make some changes tonight. I'll do what I want to do. Amen. Amen. That man said, I've been here hustling and working all these years. I ain't going to let y'all tell me what to do. All right, I think this is an important statement. I know it's an important statement. The apostles' ministry was established by Christ and has never been discontinued.
Come on. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So who discontinued it? Men trying to make position for themselves, because when an apostle walk in the room, everybody got to get down.
Yes, sir.
The bishop, the pope,
yes, sir.
The high priest, all of them got to sit down. Sit down, robe and all,
yes.
Backward collar, sit down, because you're not strong enough in the spirit world to hold the place you're holding.
Yes, sir.
So you're holding God people in second place. Third place, fourth place, because they're not properly trained to stand like they should stand, because the government revelation and the portals of heaven has not been opened as they should be opened.
Yes,
can't we see that?
Yes, sir.
Lord,
yes,
I would say by the grace of God, you know I'm different.
Yes,
and I'm saying it by the grace of God, not by Leroy, because I couldn't heal a gnat wing. But the idea of when that grace is on you, baby, that grace is on you. And you can sense it when it starts moving and starts flowing. It's different. It's powerful. It is an invitation to greatness in the spirit. Our pastor's going to start bringing the congregation not to the Bless Me Club. How could it happen? How could it happen how insignificant my thinking is sometimes to have this threefold vision of for this ministry that is in Ephesians 4? How could that happen? It just happened. And the Lord, after many years, 20-some years, he showed me, said, them three things is what I sent my office for.
Yes, sir.
Perfecting of the saint. Work up the ministry, covenant winners, edify. How could that happen? He set it up. He preluded to set it up for this night. He knew we were going to be in this class teaching on the apostolic ministry. And I couldn't do it for nothing in the world. I couldn't do that. Because I went 27 years and didn't know I knew it was a vision, but I didn't know it was a pattern after the scripture there. We're going to come into this apostolic teaching. Oh, my goodness. The apostles' ministry was established by Christ and have never been discontinued. Got that? If there are still evangelists, pastors, and teachers, then they are still apostles. Jesus never removed apostles from his church. Now, I thought you might hear this class in your own personal lives, and many of y'all have been walking with God. It says, if the New Testament church is to be effective and successful in making disciples of Jesus Christ and completing the Great Commission, then we must allow the Holy Spirit to set it in divine order.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you with me? So what is divine order, apostle, in the ministry gift?
Yes, sir.
In the spiritual gifts over there in 1 Corinthians 12, the word of wisdom is the first one.
Yes.
In divine order, because it's stronger than all the other ones.
Yes, sir.
Bible says wisdom is the principal thing, you know, get understanding. So I think we're dealing with government, we're dealing with divine order. We're dealing with first place. We're dealing with getting back, functioning in the spirit realm on earth properly.
Yes, sir.
Functioning from the spirit realm on earth properly.
Yes, sir.
We could not get back there with false organization.
Yes, sir.
That means out of order. I don't care how good it look, I don't care how many people attend it, I don't care what happened, I don't care how many miracles they say happened, if you're not in divine order, God can't fully breathe on you.
Yes, sir.
So our personal life have been hindered.
Uh-huh.
We've been held back because we have not known how God designed us to be in first place. So a lot of places you couldn't go as ministers or as members of the body of Christ, as you listen, as you learn, as you yield to the leadership of the Holy Spirit and the leadership of the ministry gift, you will have a wisdom, apostolic wisdom, prophetic wisdom that you like you never had before.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. And I think it's time. And the reason is so you all have to be trained so well. What has worked And did it work? it didn't work. I'll take that back. Erase that. What have been trying to work? It really haven't worked because God's people are not where they should be.
Absolutely.
And I mean people, I'm talking about people who really love God. And I'm talking about people, listen to me, Claire. I'm talking about people who say, if you lead me, I'll follow. But if you don't know where to go, we're both lost. And so we're going around in circles. If the New Testament church is to be effective in making disciples of Jesus Christ and completing the Great Commission, making a disciple for Jesus Christ and completing the Great Commission, then we must allow the Holy Spirit to set it in divine order. Now, I'm going to tell you something about the cross. The Holy Spirit is not going to move without the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He's not going to move. He can't. He can't. So our faith must be in the finished work of Christ. See, it's so important. It says here the Holy Spirit, let me see what one of these things I want to read. Oh my, yeah, I got to. And this part here. The Holy Spirit is our teacher who give us revelation of apostolic ascension gift along with an understanding of their function. Get it down. Function, operation, and impact on the local church. Function, class, operation, and impact. So without them, these calibers of functioning and operating and impact has not been in play. Hello?
Yes, sir.
We're studying the grace of the apostle, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So here's a statement. The most permanent gift in the early New Testament church was apostle.
Yes, sir.
And in the last days, it would be the same.
Absolutely.
Now, if anybody gets slapped here, I'm gonna get the first slap. I'm being slapped. Nowhere in the New Testament will you find a pastor pioneer in a local church. See, I told you I'm going to take the first slap. The apostolic vocation is important to Christ's church and our lives. So apostles are leadership gifts.
Yes, sir.
Apostles are leadership gift.
Yes, sir.
Given to the church to equip every believer for the work of the ministry. Equip every believer. Now, we got a Bless Me Club in the church. Every one of you all, you're a priest.
Yes, sir.
And you have a ministry when you leave here to go do, not wait till you come back here. Your ministry is not here. You come to get ministered to. Your minister is when you're out there. Whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, whatever job you're on, whatever place you're going, you should be anointed enough to be aware of what your assignment is.
Yes, sir.
Function, operation, impact. You will function different. You will operate different, and you'll have a different impact. Thank you for your enthusiasm.
Yes, sir.
You will function different. You will have different operation. And you have a different impact.
Yes, sir.
Now the apostles, again, a leadership gift, and they're given to the church to equip every believer for the work of the ministry. Look at Ephesians 4:12. We can't look at it enough. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 12. And God has set some in the church. That means God haven't set everybody. Yes, somebody else set some people. go back to Ephesians 4:11. Go back to 4:11. I'm going to take 4:11 because I love it. Where God have set some in the church. That's the one. Where that one at? Oh, y'all went there. Oh, man. Well, that was good. I got a word out of it. Ephesians 4:12 now. For the perfection of the saint, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Now, that's what I'll try to explain to you. The vision God give me is in alignment with those three things. Yes, sir. Now, when he gave me money coming 20 years ago, that's when he was calling me to be an apostle. Wow. I didn't know. See, it was a word for the body of Christ they never had. Yes, sir. It took me 20 years to receive that calling because I was so doctrinized by the word of faith and the Baptists. Now, see, can you understand this? According to Ephesians 4:12, the apostles said in the church to impart that which is lacking in training. Lacking in training, two things, and governmental structure. In the Father's will, in the Father's way, in the Father's wisdom, that nowhere nobody have any counteraction. When you well trained and you operating in, that's why Jesus says in his I am identity, I am the way, the truth, and the life. You can't mess with that. He didn't hit you all side the head. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. See, and so proper training. The sin, the church splits, the mockery that have been made against the kingdom of God, all because of people in wrong position and don't have the good. Therefore, Satan know it, and he took them out just like he took Eve out. So this lacking in training, the proper training coming now. In this school, you're being properly trained.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You will have proper discernment when you leave this school.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. You'll know how to control yourself.
Amen.
My goodness. And this governmental struggle, yeah, sure is. It's been a struggle. Governmental struggle. That's a good word, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost. This governmental struggle we've been going in is because we have not governmental structure. You know, people walk in the church the next Sunday and put the pastor out because he didn't like what he preached last Sunday. What? Pastors up here sweating, wondering if they're going to have a church next month. How can you? But when you do it, that's the way it goes. It takes apostolic ascension gift working together with the prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher to build and mobilize the local church. So you take all five of them. All five not standing up here, but all five is standing up here.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If the connection proper.
Yes, sir.
See? When these boys stand up there, I'm standing up there with them.
Yes, sir.
And then these boys are apostles in training.
Yes, sir.
Because we're going to need them because they're going to have to help these other people
yes, sir.
Who think they know what they're doing.
Yes, sir.
So the basic meaning of the word apostle is one who is sent forth with a message. An apostle is a messenger. Yes, sir. But in moving up, what is that? Where he ambassadors of Christ? 2 Corinthians 5:20, isn't it? Yes. An apostle is an ambassador.
Yes, he is.
A delegate and sent one. An ambassador represents another country, another city,
yes, sir.
But he's authorized.
Yes,
I feel heaven gracing us right now.
Yes,
no, I mean, I know when the anointing gets strong.
Yes,
see, you don't have to have a whole lot of acrobat. I feel that ambassador, it's someone whom God have sent to represent him. And so it's just like when Paul was talking to the pastors in Ephesus in Acts 20, I think. He said, take heed to yourself and all the flock which are holding. See, that's that apostolic in action.
Yes.
He's gracing that pastor, those pastors, with a total anointing. Total anointing. When we start operating in a total anointing and men not selfish enough to be jealous of what God has done. Because you have to know how to carry yourself. See, an apostle, you don't go in a man's church and take it over. You don't go in a pastor's church and try to make him look bad. You go there, he love you so much, you love him so much, the people love you, and y'all just flow together.
Yes,
now you get one of them rascals who God didn't send. And they want all the accolades.
Yeah.
They want coffee while they're preaching. Now, I heard this word apostolic succession, but a real apostle don't have nothing to do with that. And a succession. It's a calling.
Yes, sir.
It's an appointment. It's an endowment by Almighty God.
Yes.
I don't have to go through all these committees.
Right.
We didn't have no ceremony. I had no apostolic ceremony.
Right.
Where did he get all this from? Man-made.
Yeah.
I didn't call none of them. Can I be an apostle? You'll find out why in a few minutes. We'll go over 5 or 6 scriptures. You'll see why. True apostles have nothing to do with the legacy of apostolic succession. The call of an apostle is by the will of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Now let's go. Galatians 1:1. Let's go. We're going through all of them. Galatians 1:1. See this specifically tonight. If I get you to see this specifically, then I'm satisfied. Galatians 1:1. Come on, girls, let's work with me. Paul, an apostle. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Not of men. Neither by man. Not of man. Not of men. So you got the whole group, all the men. Men. Then he said, let me make sure you don't have one the man. Neither by man. I never noticed that. I just noticed that just now. He said, not of men, neither by man.
Uh-huh.
Not of, nor by. And he got plural and single.
Yes, sir.
In case you think some wonder man came out to push you somewhere, he don't exist either.
Yes,
but by Jesus Christ.
Yes,
Paul made an identity now to this church
yes.
at Galatians. And God the Father who raised him from the dead.
Yes,
you see what he's saying? He put his calling under the cross, under Christ. Because they talk about the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You see, when you just see the cross, now the word of faith had that wrong. They say it was the place of defeat. They had me saying that one time. You know, they didn't see the whole picture. When you talk about the cross, you're talking about the death, burial, resurrection, ascension, seated, and he coming back.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
And so there's no real ministry without the cross.
Yes, sir.
All right, 1 Corinthians 1:1. Watch.
Yes, sir.
1 Corinthians 1:1, Paul laid this out. Paul called. Paul called. Paul was called to be an apostle of Jesus Christ. Look, notice now, what? Through the will of God and Sotia, our brother. But I want you to see, he was called and his apostleship was through the will of God. Notice we haven't had a committee yet. So tonight, go to 2 Corinthians. Go to 2 Corinthians. We're going to dethrone all committees. And you'll see why the church have not been first. Men call me about endorsing their apostleship. How can I endorse your apostleship? I don't see no evidence. They jump up and won't be apostles. Just because you over a little group, over two, little three churches, don't make you no apostle. You don't want no office God haven't called you in. I don't want to harm you like that. You got to come. Why you didn't come down here for counsel? I'd have told you postpone it a while. 2 Corinthians 1:1. Paul, an apostle. It seems like he's trying to get something over to us. Apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. And he talk about Timothy and our brother and our church of God. But I want you to see that. Paul. Now, Apostle Paul writing, he wanted the church to know, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. He go on and on. Ephesians 1:1. You have any doubt by the time we finish, you won't. Ephesians, there you go again. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. Do you think the Holy Spirit trying to get something over to us?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now you really, class, can see the imposters and always remember this. Numbers does not mean success.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It was 12 spies. Ten didn't have it. And the reason they were afraid, they had not heard the message. God told them, go see. He didn't tell them, take nothing. He said, I'm going to give it to you. The mother two boys heard the message. See? So that's why all this struggling come in at. When you done said you somebody, you not. You got to rape the people as best as you can, because they're not coming out. They're not coming out and make love to you on their own. You follow that?
Yes, sir.
You understand that statement, right?
Yes, sir.
And then so now, with the people afraid of your raping, they cannot really receive, or they cannot be who they really are, because they got to protect themselves from you and the devil. You done call yourself and put some robes on and get out here as if God sent you, and something in the people's spirit knows something wrong here. Colossians 1. Let's see it again. Paul, Colossians 1:1. Come on. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God. How many times he going to say this? You see it?
Yes, sir.
2 Timothy 1:1. Oh, my God. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life, which is in Christ Jesus.
Yep.
What?
Yes, sir.
That's 5 or 6 times. It seemed like, boy, when God says something one time, I get it. He says something 2 times, I'm going to look twice. He says something 3 times. God trying to get something over to the body of Christ that apostles had to be called.
Yes, sir.
Now, this is heavy here, but I'm going to have to read it. The institution of bishops has nothing to do with a direct calling from God.
Come on, Apostle. That's right.
But rather participation in a religious ceremony.
Wow. Come on, Apostle.
Yes, sir. Wow. Absolutely.
Wow. That's it.
The institution of bishops has nothing to do with a direct calling from God.
Yes, sir.
But rather participation in a religious ceremony. The institution of bishop took the ministry and priesthood away from the believer and threw the church into the dark ages. So that's why the believer is not out there, because they took it and they was not sent by God, and they have created an authority that does not exist. And so the people don't fully follow. They act like they follow. Because the magnetic force from a calling is not drawing them. God dug it, boy. You see what I'm saying? When people know you sent for that calling, they're ready to follow you. You follow what I'm saying? The call of God on any ascension gift belongs solely to God's sovereign will. I'm an apostle by God's sovereign will.
Yes.
I had to call nobody.
That's right.
I ain't called California, I ain't called Chicago, I ain't called nobody.
Right. Yes,
I was called walking across an RV float.
Yes,
and I come back and told him, say, I'm called to be an apostle.
God,
he did it, so he got to do it.
Yes,
and then he started training me, because I didn't know exactly, I had no example, and that I found some apostles and started studying under them who knew real apostles. Like what, Jonathan David?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Real, that's a real apostle.
Yes.
And so every believer should be transitioning now into an apostolic believer.
Yes.
Now look, now that's shocking to the church.
That's true.
See, we've been so long. What's wrong with me being a Baptist? You figure that out. How far have you gotten being a Baptist? How anointed the Baptist? How much anointing the Baptist got on you? You see what I'm saying? So now, by that happen, by us stepping into this thing properly, the priesthood of every believer is going to be released. You haven't enjoyed your Christian life yet. The priesthood of every, see, it's always the preacher, the pastor, the preacher. No, the priesthood of every believer, there's an anointing been waiting for the preachers in the church to rise up. And when someone are not appointed by God, they got to keep you in a lower category. You can't do this, you can't do that. You can do everything I can do. You can cast out devils,
yes,
call people back from the dead.
Yes, sir.
Because you got that anointing in you.
Yes, sir.
You're not going to even try. Call Reb. What? No.
Yes,
but he might die for Reb get you up. Put your hand on him.
Yes,
you see what I'm saying?
Yes,
but at large, the church does not know that, because when you have organized something yourself, you organize it for you to be big. See, and so everybody else, you got to have some small people for to be big.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens to the church. You come up with all these organizations, all these different, carrying them sticks with the shepherd sticks and all that stuff, and them big cross around their neck and all that stuff. And so you can't have this big cross now. It's only for the shepherds. Yeah, do I walk through the valley? That's where we've been, through the valley of the shadow of death. That's where the church been, walking through that valley trying to find their way. You all going to be used by God to help people and bring them out. I'm talking a little longer. The apostolic equipping dimension. Number one, the desire of every apostle is to equip you to do the work of the ministry.
Yes, sir.
See, equip you, that's fulfilled in the scripture, right?
Yes,
equip
sir.
You to do the work of the ministry. Because you have not enjoyed your walk with God until you recognize you're equipped to do the work of the ministry.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
See, number two, the apostles have a unique ability to build a ministry structure that will allow you to come into apostolic building and sent one dimension. So he's building you as an apostle. An apostolic believer. See, you don't have to be up here, but as an apostolic believer, you function in power apostolically. Now, the pastor can't do that by himself. But in his connection, he become an apostolic pastor. And from that, apostles know how to put you to work. The reason we have not put you all to work like y'all should, we didn't know how. We so busy on Sunday morning evangelizing, trying to get somebody to come to the altar, we miss our whole gig. Lord dealt with me about it. She said, yes, call, give an invitation. But don't worry yourself about it. Make sure you feed the sheep and feed the lamb.
Yes, sir.
See, every meeting we got, we evangelism. And it won't make you feel guilty if you don't go into evangelism, because that's all we've been taught. You see what I'm saying? You got a church full of believers. You ain't got no anger from God to do nothing. Yet, routinely. If anybody y'all need to be saved, I done saw all the people just about it. Ain't nobody that lost. That's why I got my evangelism team. Let them get out there and get this thing rolling, man. Two girls ran to the altar at the last minute. My members had did their job. They're supposed to do that.
Yes, sir.
They evangelized them two people. I did my job. I had preached and pastored and ministered to the congregation. And two of my members must have worked on them. And they came in while I was receiving the offering. They brought the members up here. Brought them people up here. So, get ready. Apostles will restore and activate you in your priesthood. That's a good word there, man. Apostles will restore and activate you in your priesthood. You see, you have to be placed where you know nobody can take your place. See, God set the ranks. God set the order. So, because an apostle is not intimidated, you don't have to manipulate.
Yes, sir.
Or victimize people to keep them under him.
Yes, sir.
Apostle will restore and activate you in your priesthood. Now, here's what your pastor's with. Here's where I got hit at. And here what God, even before I studied this lesson, God got on me about this. And I said, whoa, why are you getting on me like this? He said, by focusing on drawing only, we have lost our ability to mobilize and deploy believers into the harvest field and work of the ministry. That's why I got that group. I got that boy and took him to sit out there. He said, by focusing on drawing only,
Yes, sir.
We have lost our ability to mobilize and deploy believers into the harvest field. That's why I say the labels are few.
Yes,
the harvest is great, the labels are few. Because the church, they're just trying to draw somebody in.
Yes, sir.
They ain't sending nobody out.
Yes,
And so they set it up with a Bless Me Club. What can I get next? Go out there and get a soul. What you're hearing is not just for you. Can you see that, Clan? Can you see what happened to us? Yeah. I know it happened to me. You know, what we, you know who? I'll give you a scripture on this. Jesus said, I'll build my church. You understood that? He said, I build my church. You can't build my church. I build my church. But we've been trying to build a church with membership. I know you don't need 900 people. I read about getting an army. The Lord said you had too many. They thought they did it themselves. Broke it down to 300. Then on the other hand, unknowingly, we are presented a bless me only structure of church. Purpose to the people. This drawn only structure of ministry is the result of a lack of apostolic leadership. In other words, the church had become a bless me club. I'm sick. Give me a word on healing. And I want some money. And my family ain't getting right. All I come here today for me. I don't want no assignment. And don't tell me nothing about no alignment. I come here to get blessed. I come to hear the choir. And I want you to give me a little entertainment. Because I didn't come here expecting to leave to do nothing. Not for Christ anyway. I'll do something for myself. Not for Christ. Christ understand. No, Christ don't understand nothing. Sure enough, he ain't going to understand with you from now on. That old song said, I don't know what you come to do, but I come to praise the Lord. You need to come get some instruction so you can go to work for the Lord. So I'm going to read this statement to you. Our modern structure of ministry teaches that the only necessary requirement of people is to assemble in a beautiful building, pay one tithe, quietly pray and listen to the preacher minister a short motivational message. Afterward, we go home and repeat the same cycle for 40 years. Boring. This model of ministry structure is being challenged and reformed today by a new breed of emerging apostles. You know, we've been through this, man. I don't know why you say 40 years. I've been this 44 years. I've seen some people just come over and over again. Just say them over. It's all up to you, Reverend, how many people come into this church. It's all up to you. I give an apostolic assignment when I first became an apostle. Yes, sir. And what I was doing is activating the priesthood of the believer.
Yes, sir.
I mean, some of my members, they went to work. You know, they're still doing it.
Yes, sir.
But it was to give them a new leash on life.
Yes, sir.
Because a lot of things they were praying for God already have given to them. But he have to hold them back because they're lazy. They're not doing nothing.
Wow.
And they expect me to do all the work.
Yeah.
And I ain't doing it.
Yes, sir.
See? Because you don't tell me when I'm successful. God tell me when I need to step up. But I don't care if nobody don't come to the altar. I don't lay a hand on nobody. I'm going to do exactly what the Lord tell me to do. Just listen and get fed.
Yes, sir.
I know my assignment now. If you listen to me, you'll get blessed. But it's not to be a bless me club. So I'm sending you out all the time. Let me read this to you again. Our modern structure of ministry teaches that the only necessary requirement of people is to assemble in a beautiful building. Pay one tithe. Quietly pray and listen to the preacher minister a short motivational message. afterward, we go home. And eat something. No, they ain't on you. Listen, but I'll tell you something. Your body is the most intelligent healer you ever meet. Your body has divine healing intelligence in it, placed by God. That's what Psalm 139:14 was telling you. Yes. Write that scripture down and look at it tonight. Your body, drug have no intelligence. Wow. Doctors have no intelligence of healing. Yes, they only deal with symptoms.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
The first law given by the medical world was assist the body. What's it, what's his name? Hippocrates. Yeah, I think that's what it is. He says doctors were supposed to assist the body. And they took over. Medicine is number six on the pathway to health. Now, only for emergency and trauma. Otherwise, God will give you wisdom how to treat your body right. And there's no disease that cannot be reversed. There's no disease that can't be prevented.
Yes, sir.
See? The most, there's divine, here it is, there's divine intelligence in your body to heal itself. If you assist it right, by giving it the right nutrient, keep out the poison, she'll heal you every time. And it might not have to be. I know some people waited 2 years, 3 years. They were reconstructing their cells by eating right, by doing a little exercise. See, so don't go and in 3 months give up. You're building 80 trillion cells. But. Doctor don't have the intelligence. Drugs don't have the intelligence. Demons don't have the intelligence enough to what your body have the intelligence itself. It will repair itself if you give it the right stuff.
Yes, sir.
That's from Almighty God.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
That's something here in an age like this, you know. Yes. The pharmaceuticals and they're just selling stuff, man.
Yes, sir.
They're selling stuff. Man, I'll tell y'all right now. I better not tell that. Because it might scare some people. I'll tell you. Because some people in battle, I don't want to scare them. And I'll close. That's enough. We'll take up class, next section. I hope you understood what the Lord's saying to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
I hope you're growing and developing.
Yes, sir.
And all of y'all happen to be in the apostolic churches. So that you're blessed for just for that.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? You're connected with the apostolic. And God's grace be upon you. Amen. All right. See y'all next section.